I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Stories matter. Stories are important. We all, as individuals, as communities, as nations, and even as church, think about the events of our lives in terms of story. Thinking about our lives as narrative helps us to see the structure in our lives and to find meaning in the events that are part of our lives. The stories we tell about ourselves both shape our identities and convey to others who we believe ourselves to be and what we care about and what our values are. For the disciples on the road to Emmaus, it must have felt as though the wrong ending somehow got attached to their story. Their story, which was a part of the story of Jesus. At the point that they left Jerusalem to make their way home to Emmaus, it seemed that that particular story, Jesus' story, had come to its end. And it wasn't the end that they had expected. The story that they had been a part of was supposed to have a happy ending, but it at first seemed to have ended in tragedy. And then in a mystery. They had seen Jesus die, and that was something they thought wasn't meant to happen. Then the women had returned from the tomb with the news that Jesus wasn't there, and that they had seen angels who told them he had risen. I imagine they just didn't know what to make of that. So naturally, as they went along the road, they talked to each other about all of this, trying to puzzle out what it might possibly mean. Things no longer made sense. They were looking for a new narrative for their lives. And then they met an interesting stranger on the road. Who is this man, they must have thought to themselves as they approached the house in Emmaus. How is it that he knows so little and also so much? They had been surprised, to say the least, that this person seems to have been in Jerusalem. After all, like them, he was walking along the road out of the city, but seemed to have no knowledge of the very public execution that had taken place just a few days before. "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem," they ask him, "who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He hadn't a clue, or so it seemed. So they explain that they're talking about the prophet, Jesus of Nazareth, about his crucifixion, and the strange reports from the women about the empty tomb, and how the story hadn't ended like they expected. "We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel." But Jesus hadn't gone to Jerusalem to liberate Israel from the Romans. He hadn't taken the throne of David. He hadn't been accepted by the religious leaders. The story hadn't followed the plot they expected, and they had given up hope. "How foolish you are," Jesus tells them. They thought they had reached the end of the story, but it was just the end of a chapter. There was more to come, and they had missed it. And as if that weren't enough, it turned out they had also misread all the previous chapters. So Jesus takes them through the whole of Scripture and explains everything that had happened, how everything that had happened in Jerusalem was what had to take place. And as he teaches them, he does so with authority. It must have felt strangely familiar to those two disciples, and yet they still didn't recognize that it was Jesus who was teaching them. Their hearts burned within them, we're told. They recognized the truth of what was being said to them, and they were excited by its implications, but they couldn't recognize the teacher. And then when they reached their destination, they invited this stranger to stay with them and talk some more. They wanted to hear more of his version of the story. And then they sat down to a meal. They reclined at table together, and Jesus took the bread, blessed it, and broke it. Suddenly, they were back in the story again. And they knew that the one who was with them was Jesus, the same Jesus who had been crucified, but who was now there alive and with them. Stories matter. Hearing the story was important. It provided context and a framework for understanding. But ultimately, it wasn't hearing the story that let the disciples see things as they were. Rather, it was in actions that they recognized the Lord. We and others need to hear the story of Jesus, but we can't just hear the story. We have to live the story, be part of the story, be in the story if we are going to understand it fully and be shaped by it. We have to live the story if we are going to share it with others. When others hear the story of Jesus, it is through us that they will see its truth. Not by what we say or what we claim to believe, but by what we do, how we live our lives. Only if we live in accordance with the teaching of Jesus, live out his story in our own lives, caring for the poor and the outcast, feeding the hungry, tending to the sick, loving our neighbors and even our enemies, only then will we be faithful witnesses to Christ. For the disciples on the road to Emmaus, all the teaching that they received was powerful and important, but it wasn't quite enough for them to fully understand. So too with us. We might understand intellectually all that Scripture teaches us about Jesus, but we only really know the life of Christ when we participate in it, sharing in the broken bread and wine outpoured, just as his first disciples did. And we have been called to know and to share in the life of the risen Lord. Just as Peter proclaimed in the reading from Acts, "For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord God calls to him." In the meal that we share at the Lord's table, we not only remember the past, we put ourselves into those events. In this meal, we don't just look to the future coming of the kingdom, but we share in the eternal heavenly feast. In the bread and wine of the Eucharist, heaven and earth meet, and we are invited to participate both in the here and now and in the eternal. It is in the breaking of the bread that we know Christ most completely. And only when we truly know him can we share his story with others who are being called to be a part of it with us. Only when we truly know Christ can we share his resurrection life and all the promise that it holds for the world. Amen.